They confirmed two people have been interviewed under caution, but nobody has been arrested. Passengers have described the moment someone had to be pulled to safety after a chunk of fuselage blew off a plane mid-flight. Alaska Airlines has grounded its entire fleet of Boeing 737-9 MAX planes as a precaution. Jessica Montoya explains what happened.
We heard this pop and all the mass, oxygen mass came down. One of the guys that was there, his shirt was sucked out and his phone was sucked out. You could see debris flying in.
A cold weather alert has been issued by health officials as part of England grapple with flooding following a week of heavy rainfall. People are being told to brace for icy, frosty and foggy conditions. A 16-year-old boy has been charged with the murder of teenager Harry Pittman in North London on New Year's Eve. Police say they've also charged the suspect with possessing an offensive weapon. Documents have shown that the Prime Minister had doubts about sending illegal migrants to Rwanda. Papers from 2022 suggest he wanted to scale back plans to deport failed asylum seekers to the African country when he was Chancellor. Sport, and the first Tyne-Wear derby since 2016 is among the early kickoffs in today's FA Cup action. Live to Graham Courtney, who's watching Sunderland take on Newcastle.
Yeah, and at the moment it's Sunderland 0, Newcastle United 0. Best chance so far for Newcastle. That was in the opening 5 minutes. Kieran Trippier with a close range header that actually Sean Longstaff got a touch onto it, put it straight to the keeper though. Sunderland giving it a bit of a go. Joe Bellingham, he's controlling the midfield for them, but at the moment it's Newcastle who look dangerous. Cracking atmosphere though. It's Sunderland 0, Newcastle 0.
In total, there are 19 third-round ties today. Championship promotion chasers Ipswich are drawing 1-1 with League 2 Wimbledon. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Okay, so remainder of the day, we'll see overcast, some bright spells creeping in now and again, with temperatures feeling quite cold and below average. Breezy along the coast with a maximum temperature of 6 degrees. And tonight, mostly cloudy with limited clear spells, and there will be a localised frost as well. Showers may reach coastal areas and spread inland, perhaps turning sleet as well, but probably not reaching western areas. Minimum temperature tonight of 0 degrees. And then Sunday, early showers. There might be some sleet in the morning, and that will die away with some brighter sunny spells in the afternoon. Feeling very cold tomorrow, especially along the coast. The maximum temperature of just 5 degrees. And the outlook for Monday to Wednesday, Monday's very cloudy. The chance of the isolated wintry showers near coast. Tuesday, drier and sunny. Wednesday cloudier but still dry, feeling cold every day. But we'll be able to update you on the weather each and every hour.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Welcome to the second hour of the weekend wind-up. Good to have your company today. Hope you're well. Thanks for keeping it Phoenix.
Check it out if you believe it's not. 98 FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It is indeed, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Week and Wind Up here on Phoenix 98 FM. Spencer with you until 3 today. Good to have your company. Now, have you seen, obviously, we got back into the new year, haven't we? Christmas is over. Trying to get back to some sort of normality. What did you think of the New Year TV? I thought New Year telly was better than Christmas telly, which I thought was very poor this year. I think I said that last week. First of all, anyone watch Hootenanny on... I always watch Hootenanny on New Year's Eve. I don't like going out New Year's Eve. I like just relaxing and chilling, because I always find New Year's Eve such a disappointment. It's always an anticlimax. So, yeah, Hootenanny this year was outstanding. If you haven't watched it, check it out. It'll be on one of the streaming channels or catch up. Yeah, who was on there? Jules had... He had Rod Stewart. He had P.P. Arnold. He had the Sugar Babes. Paul Jones as well. Just so many people. It was a perfect way to celebrate the new year. The music was awesome, so do check it out as well. And also, we cannot fail to mention The Traitors, which started this week. Oh, you're watching it. I loved the first series of Traitors, and I can share this now. I actually had an audition for the this series of The Traitors. Got through second round, where I had my first interview, then I was seen for a screen test, but sadly didn't get it, which was a shame, because I would have loved it, but I think I would have played it very well, I have to say. You know, you just get that gut feeling, you just think you would have done. But I love The Traitors. If you haven't checked it, I'm not, no spoilers, but episode 3, my word, that's a spoiler. That's a twist. I loved it. So check it out. If you haven't seen it, it's really, really good TV. And also started last week. Where else? Oh, The Masked Singer started. For though I know there's a few Masked Singer fans that listen in. So you would have... though I did think last week's Masked Singer, the reveal, again, I won't spoil it, it was a bit of a cop-out. You could clearly work out who it was. And I just don't see why that person would have just done one episode. It's yeah. I'm not into these conspiracy theories, but there you go. It just didn't feel right to me. Anyway, enough of my rambling. A couple of messages coming. Lucy said, loving hearing you back on the air today. Really great tunes while I clean the house. Lovely. Thank you so much, my love. Appreciate you listening. And Hannah's also messaging saying, loving the music as usual. Hope you well. Happy New Year to you. Same to you. Same to you and yours. Hope you this year's everything you want it to be. Now, coming up, we do have today's cover from another. That's coming up very, very soon. But before then, I want to play the new track by this artist. She was on Hootenanny, as I mentioned. And she is, I don't know, I'm so really excited about this woman. I think she's outstandingly good. Hope you like this. This is Ray with Worth It.
How I feel.
If my body was a boat, could you steer that sailor? Make it feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer. Classic like Cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a give and not a take.
What I need is 'cause I could love you if I really wanted.
Exes, baby, 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 would you?
Would you make it alright? Or maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh.
When I see the sunrise of you, make it that much better. So we're gonna make it all worth it. Self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential. I could.
Directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We are your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
To live beyond. Phoenix FM Travel News.
Okay, latest travel update for you. Roads are still quite busy at the moment on the B186. The earlier problems have been sorted, so traffic is moving around in Thatcher's Arms pubs, but slower than usual. Now, on the A127, there was a problem earlier on the slip road as you come off the M25 south end bound on the A127. This is at junction 29. There were some problems there. There was a broken down vehicle which was causing some issues. They closed one lane off. That's now been moved, but there's now a minor accident there as well. So that stretch of the road as you come off the M25 south end bound junction 29, the A127, that's causing some issues. So be mindful of that if you can avoid the area if at all possible, because the police are in attendance. Rayleigh Road in Hutton's quite busy at the moment as well, as is the traffic around Shenfield Station. As you go on the A12, as you leave Gallows Corner heading towards Brentwood, that's quite congested at the moment as well. Services on the London Underground all looking okay at the moment, actually not too bad. Minor delays on the Jubilee and Circle line, but that's about it. And services into London, Liverpool Street and Fenchurch Street are looking okay at the moment as well. So fingers crossed this continues. This is for Jeff, who's listening in. Absolute pleasure to play this, my friend. Thanks for tuning in. Pet Shop Boys, let's make lots of money. Wouldn't that be lovely, eh? Right, now it's time for today's cover from another. We have picked probably the greatest voice in music history, I would say, which is certainly up there, covered by another of the greatest voices in music history. Do let me know which one you prefer of these. This is slightly different, and I hope you like it. You can email me, radio@phoenixfm.com, or hit me up on social media and let me know. And this is just a classic.
Everybody's talking about the good old days, right? Everybody, the good old days, the good old days. Well, let's talk about the good old days. Come to think of it, as bad as we think they are, these will become the good old days for our children. But why don't we try to remember that kind of September when life was slow and oh, so mellow. Try to remember. And if you remember, then follow. Oh, why does it seem that the past is always better? We look back and we think the winters were warmer, the grass was greener, the skies were bluer and smiles were bright. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? And if we had the chance to do it all again,
tell me, would we, could we? Of the way we were, scattered pictures of the smiles we left behind, smiles we gave to one another for the way we were.
So today's cover from another, It's the Way We Were, the original. I've had a message in from Dave saying he prefers the one that wasn't Elaine Page. The original was Barbra Streisand and the cover version was Gladys Knight. And as I said, both stunning voices. And but I prefer... You know, I mean, I'm going to get shot here. I prefer Gladys's voice, a little bit more soulful for me. So, but, you know, do let me know which one you like. Email me or let me know. Radio@phoenixfm.com or social media. And, yeah, it'll be interesting to see which way this one goes. This is not Elaine Page either. This is Billy Porter. This is Broke a Sweat.
I lost my watch. I left it back in Perth. Call the cops, 'cause I don't fit inside your story. It goes on and on, the lucky ones are born outside of the lion's den. Turn it off, those days are done, winners write the history, so baby, the winner.
cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It is indeed. Thanks to everyone getting in touch about today's cover for another. To remind you, it was The Way We Were, the original by Barbara Streisand, cover version by Gladys Knight. It was a live version. Yeah, real split today. So Derek said, both myself and Margaret have always loved this song. It's Barbara's version for me all the way. Hannah said, love this, really like Gladys Knight's version, I've not heard this before. Now, it's great, isn't it? It's on one of her live albums, it's superb. James has said, can't make up my mind on this one, keep differing between the two, but both are very good. And Lucy said, really, really love Barbara, you can't beat her. Actually, her book was out, I don't know if some of you may have got it for Christmas, but her autobiography was out at Christmas, and I did buy it for my better half, and I don't know if it's been read yet or it's being read, but I will nick it soon and read it because I think it promises to be very good. Now, this week we saw the sad loss the past couple of days. For me, it was one of my childhood icons, Mr. David Soul. Starsky and Hutch for me as a child was a Saturday night treat. I think it was sandwiched on before Parkinson, from memory. I'm showing my age now, on a Saturday night, and I think the Generation game. And it was just an exciting time. It was different. It was fresh. It was funny. And looking back on it now, as you're older and you watch it, yes, it looks dated, but there was some real stuff in there you just never would have got as a kid, and it's just really funny. And David Soul was a great actor. He also went on to appear in things like Salem's Lot, and also The Cage as well. So a real talent, a sad loss. And you forget that he was also a pop star. He was. And I thought it would be remiss of me if I didn't play this day. This was his number one single from, I think it was 78. I'm not too sure. I will check. But, yeah. God bless David.
Just one night, it's written in the moonlight, painted on the stars. We can't change ours. Don't give up on us, baby. We're still worth one more try. I know we put a last one. Just for the rainy evening, when maybe stars are few. Don't give up on us, I know we can still come through. So
come through.
Yeah.
I'm John Charmer, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It is indeed. A couple more people got in touch about today's cover from another. So to remind you, it was, what was it? It was The Way We Were by Barbara Streisand with a cover version by Gladys Knight. Jacqueline said, I've always loved Gladys's version of this. The live album, which is live at the Apollo, is one of the best live albums out there. It is, isn't it? Honestly. And I know she's touring again next year. I think it's... Is it her farewell tour next year? And I know she's playing Southend. So I'm very, very keen to go. I think she'll be outstanding live. And Olivia has also messaged in to say, love both versions of these. You can't possibly criticise either of these vocalists. Can you? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. They're just great, aren't they? So, but thanks to everyone for getting in touch. Really appreciate it. Right, heading up towards the news now. Before we get to the news, I'd like to play for you the new one from the Sugar Babes. These appeared, I mentioned Hootenanny earlier on New Year's Eve, and these were on there. They did this song, and they also did a stripped back version of their very first single, Overload, which was stunning. If you said, if you do get a chance to check it out, please do. They are sublime live. They really, really are. Check them out. They're very, very good. And this is one of the new tracks. They've recorded some brand new stuff for a new album. They're touring again massively next year. And yeah, they're just doing going great guns. They really are. So check them out. But this is the brand new one. And this is called When the Rain Comes. And I think you'll like this. It's very sugar based, but very fresh sounding.
For celebration, yeah, we all have some fun. But who's gonna be here when the party's done? Yeah, you can talk all that big talk, but tell me, can you back it up? Really, all I wanna feel is grown up love,
not just the days where we stood in the warmth of the sun rays. I wanna know.
Come for the ride, but I need you here in the dark and the light.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.